ቆንጆ የሆነ ፈገግታ አላችሁ
you know it says the joy of the Lord is our strength
ይሄ ደግሞ የጌታ ደስታ ነው
you know and there is something you know it says that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks
ብዙ በልቤ የተሞላ ነገር አለ ለመናገር ግን መግለጽ ማልችለው
so there's a you know God has been speaking to me of the importance of filling my inside with him
and that's the lesson together belbe yemollaw neger alle
you know meditating on his word
qalun degmo selamasalasen
thinking about his word
selasu qalmasen
praising him
esu selamamasen
we have a song we sing it's amazing what praising can do
yezemberacho zimariyoch yaberen selamamasen bizu yinagaral bigelsalo
and I would just encourage you today
to
not look at this natural
እንደተመለከቱ
because the natural speaks death
ሞት እንደሚያወጀ ተፈጥሮ
but God speaks life
ያንን ህይወት እንደሚናገር
and he wants us to be people of life
የሱ የህይወት ልጆች ሰዎች እንድንሆን ህዝቦች ነው የታደገው
so with those beautiful smiles
በዚህ ቆንጆ በሆነው ፈገግታ
speak life
እና ህይወትን አውጁ
speak life to your to all your circumstances
በእውነታችሁ ሁሉ ላይ ህይወትን አውጁበት
speak life to everyone you meet
ለእያንዳንዱ ለምታገኙት ሁሉ ህይወትን አውጁ ተናገሩ
and let God be glorified
እግዚአብሔር በዛ ይከበራል
amen
praise the lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
I kind of like to switch sides with you if you get over here
thank you ማሲ ክላስሜት የነበረች
I
ካልኪ በቃ
I really don't like to get up there
sorry
I don't really like to get up there
እዛ መሆን አልፈለኩም ነው ማለት
it's kind of restrictive
ሁኔታው ያው
I am very
ስለሚወጡ ነው
I am very blessed to be here today
ዛሬ በመሆኔ በረከት ነው
this probably makes my fifth trip to Ethiopia
አምስተኛ ጊዜ ነው ወደ ኢትዮጵያ ስገባይ ያሁን
and I have been very blessed to meet many of you to fellowship with many of you
ካንዳንዶቻችሁ ከብዙቻችሁ ጋር ህብረት ባደረግ ደስ ይለኛል
as long as it won't fall over that's fine I've been very blessed to meet many of you to fellowship with you I think that those that I have met have been a sweet and loving people and you know there is something in the heart of God there is a wooing there's a drawing there's a yearning in God's heart for the Ethiopian heart the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons it is not so much that you're Ethiopian as it is the desire in your heart that you have to know God and we are finding that to be a critical factor in these last days because I believe that we're living in the last days and I do not believe that we have a whole lot of time left
ብዙን ህይወታችንን ኑረናል የቀረው
to get done what it is that God needs to get done
እግዚአብሔር ለሰራለት የሚፈልገውን በእኛ ህይወት
in order that he might preserve the earth
እና ምድርን ደግሞ ከጥፋት ለመጠበቅ
tribulation is growing
መከራው እየጨመረ ነው
trouble is growing politically economically
በኢኮኖሚ ውስጥ ችግር አለ
you know I have come like I said many times to Ethiopia and every time I come the price of living has gone up and those little things though they seem to be insignificant they are signs of the times that we are living in because it's not just isolated to you as Ethiopians but It is a global event. What is happening here? What is happening here politically? With all of the graft and corruption that is involved in it. The political playing of countries for a place of preeminence and predominance over the resources of countries. The favor that they are showing you are seemingly doing you a favor. There's really no favor at all. There's one thing that I know about the devil and his politics is that anything the devil offers you that seems good has a hook in it. Hallelujah. And you can break it down to the individual level. Comfort, clothes to wear, houses to live in, comfort and security, all of these things that the devil offers you has a hook in it. There's one thing about the devil, he knows what it is that you owe him. And he's very good at collecting it. But in the midst of all of this diabolical working of political and economic, whether in Ethiopia or all over the world, in the midst of it, God has a people. Want the Bible, when I look at today's times, and I look at the Bible, there's a peculiar verse in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And it would do well for you to study the days of Noah. I'm sure that you have libraries. You can go into your libraries as well as into the Bible and begin to investigate to see what the days of Noah were all about. But what the days of Noah were all about, simply put, and bringing it down into a condensed form, was a day of darkness where wickedness was ruling and reigning. And there was an extermination, both physically as well as spiritually, going on with regards to the seed of God. Hallelujah. Until it came down to such a crisis point that God had to divinely intervene. And God intervened through a man. Just like you or me. A human being, God intervened through a man. God did not come down in some kind of glory cloud. He did not do some sort of supernatural spiritual thing. There was no shouting and yelling and dancing and rolling around. It was just that there was a man in the midst of all of that darkness who wanted to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And because of that man's obedience and his love toward God, God was able to speak to him.
And therein is a key for you and I. We as Christians, we're always wanting to hear the voice of God. But the voice of God is not for everybody. The voice of God is for them that fear Him. It is for them that want Him.
Hallelujah.
And let me give you a little Bible story that demonstrates the reality of that thought. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, first of all, that God will not draw nigh unto us unless we first draw nigh unto God. And drawing nigh to God doesn't mean in one moment, in a portion of time, you say, God, I want you. Or God, I need you. Hallelujah. Drawing nigh to God is a state of being. Continuum to God. Hallelujah. When Paul says to pray without ceasing, have you ever tried to do that? Have you ever tried to pray without ceasing? It's impossible. There are so many interruptions. There are so many things going on in your environment. Just for life alone. Husband, wife, children, making a living in the hardships of the way it is that you have to live. There's yet the devil who does not want you to touch the hem of God's garment. Hallelujah. But praying for ceasing is not so much what we speak. It is not so much our attitude of being down on the floor before the Lord. And I am not taking away from any of those aspects of prayer and seeking of God's face. But it is something that is within your soul that is continually lamenting its position of captivity. Continually aware of your fragility and your propensity to fall into sin.
Hallelujah.
That cry is ever working. That cry is ever crying. That cry is ever knocking. That cry is ever seeking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when that cry, and because of that cry, it is in the aspect of what activates God to move
on
you. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, don't go out of here saying that Brother Bert says, I don't need to get on my knees to pray. I am not telling you that. I am telling you that there has to be an awareness of who and what we are that is without God. I am telling you that there is a need yet inside of you. You may be born again. You may have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You may prophesy with the tongues of angels. You may heal people. You may know the events of the future. But I'm telling you, there is yet a need inside of you that God has not yet touched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there is a story in the Bible that somewhat illustrates what I am saying about this position of prayer and supplication on the continuum. There was a man
on the island of the Gatherings. The Bible calls him the demoniac. And there are several things about this man that are very peculiar. This man had a divine appointment with God. And it isn't because that this man was in such a bad condition or a worse condition than any other man. There was something in the man in the midst of all of those demons that was crying out to a living God. Hello? Did you hear me? God will not draw nigh to you unless you draw nigh to God.
So
there had to be something in the mind that was working and crying out to a God that he did not even know. But you know, inside of you, you are programmed. When God created Adam, he created a program which he stuck into Adam.
That
needs the essence of a living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when God created man, he did not create man to be an entity unto himself. He created man in a manner and fashion that he would need something else to help him be what it was that he needed to be.
Hallelujah.
And we have twisted the thought. We have twisted the truth. And we get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And though there are manifestations, those manifestations are not bringing us to the point of the perfection that God wants within the vessel that he has filled and has put his blood.
Hallelujah.
You know, we as a church, we as a people, are waiting for the end of the day when we can cross over into eternity.
Hallelujah.
It is a lie that the devil has told the church. Because you have eternity. The Bible says that if you have the quickening,
hallelujah,
of the Spirit of God, that you have the fullness. You have the fullness. Did you hear me? You have the fullness.
Hallelujah.
Of the totality of eternity inside. But the devil does not want you to know that inside of you that latent power of an almighty
omnipotent
So he has to keep us down here in the low realm. That is low bite. We are not made to feed upon low bite material. God has in heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. And God is now bringing a spirit of anointing. He is now bringing a spirit of unction. Hallelujah. Not one that you would rise up in power and to begin to kick demons out of hell. And to
heal the
power of God. The power of God.
The
spirit that God is interesting in changing. It is the thought of righteousness that God wants to establish. They want to bring this reality of truth into the very confines of your soul so that you cannot be moved. You cannot be moved by fashion. You cannot be moved by sexuality. You cannot be moved by heritage.
You cannot be moved by heritage.
this world has the power to bring
Something was in the man's heart. It was crying out for the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God said to his son one day,
I have an appointment for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have an appointment for you.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes the appointment of God that God gives us is inconvenient. It's not expensive. Sometimes God's appointments are expensive.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't expect me to say, Brother Janel, give me 100 birr. I have this divine appointment of God.
Please,
would you give me 100 birr?
Absolutely
not. If God has an appointment for me, God has something in my pocket. God has something in my pocket. I don't need to talk about it. I need to get down on my face before God. Hallelujah! I need to pray and believe God. Hallelujah! And I need to go out in obedience. I need to buy my ticket for the boat for the gathering. Hallelujah! There was a man. He was a black man who lived under the early days of the United States in the early 1900s. They were coming out of slavery and all of the black-white issue concerning
America.
And he had been a servant to a particular family.
Hallelujah.
but in that midst of tribulation and trouble,
he found God,
and that which the devil had intended for evil, that which the devil had intended to destroy the mind, God turned it around. Hallelujah. And he saved the man and sealed the man with the Holy Spirit. And God loosed him from his situation. And sent him out.
Hallelujah.
Going back and forth across the United States. Preaching to little tent meetings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wrote a book. Hallelujah. It was a book called Help Me to Remember.
And that's how we
and to help me to forget. Hallelujah. One day God told him to go somewhere that was a distance. He had no fuel for his car. He had no fuel for my car. Hallelujah. God says, I have commanded you to go.
Go.
He got in his car. Began to drive down the road. Hallelujah. And he was praying and in the spirit and looking to God. He pulled into a gas station.
Hallelujah.
The car was going like this. As he pulled into the gas station. Hallelujah. He stopped at the pump and he said to the attendant, fill it up. I don't know about you, I might have said, put 300 burr in it. This man was a man of faith. He believed the word of God. He said, fill it up. Hallelujah. And they began to pump that gas in there. And that little meter was going ding, 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 ding. Hallelujah. $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $12. Hallelujah. Then it clicks off. Hallelujah. The man gets out of his car to walk around to pay for it. Hallelujah. Nothing in his pocket. Hallelujah. Nothing in his pocket. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reach down into his pocket. And as he was pulling out an empty hand, a man slipped up behind him. A man slipped. You're getting money out of your pocket. A man slipped around behind him and pushed some money. Hallelujah. And when he turned around to see the man, but in his hand he had the exact amount of money to pay for. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We want to form a committee. We want to tell everybody else about our burden. Hallelujah. We want to make sure they know how expensive it's going to be. Hoping they might be convicted to dig down into their pocket. Hallelujah. And then when that doesn't happen, we're disappointed. Or we're grieved. We say, oh, why couldn't they see my need? Why was it so hard for them to define? And then we come to the conclusion that they do not know God. Hallelujah! Who knows nothing about God? If God tells me to go someplace, I don't say to God, how am I going to afford it? I don't say to God, well, what is your plan? Hallelujah. I go to my brethren and I say, listen, pray for me. I want you to pray for the will of God. I go on the basis of not going unilaterally under my own power. Do you understand me?
Hallelujah. When Jesus talked to the disciples, it says that Jesus anointed them. Hallelujah. And Jesus sent them out.
Hallelujah.
How much more should I be in subjection? Hallelujah. To the authority of God. Fellowship. Both locally as well as globally. Hallelujah. A submission that I have. If I want to be successful in God, if I want to hear clearly from God, I have to hear from God.
In the body.
Hallelujah. I have to hear from God in the body. And sometimes what I hear in the body I don't like. It restricts me. It restrains me.
Hallelujah.
I want to run.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, hold back.
Hold back.
And I say, I want to run.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My God. I would think you would all be coming out of your seats. The stories in this word of God, brethren, leave us without excuse. What we know as church in the past, it is not church. It's not bringing forth the fullness or the perfection that God wants. My God, hallelujah. God is going to be lighting a fire in your life.
He's going to be a
fire at the word of God.
There'll
be great things that you do in your closet. Upon thy shoulders. Experience for you.
Hallelujah.
But it's going to be opening the realm of the heavenly. Intercession for you.
Hallelujah.
And what he does with you in that closet is going to be secret. Did you hear me? Yes, dear one. It's going to be secret. It's a secret between you and God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means you can't tell anyone of the burden, of the prayer, of the intercession, of what it was you saw in secret.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be sitting. I see you sitting.
I see you sitting
in a group of people.
This
is the time of fellowship.
This
is the time of sharing with one another.
Hallelujah.
And then someone begins to bring a testimony. And they begin to tell you of what you and God had agreed on in the closet. And you're going to rejoice. But you have to be silent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
It's going to be difficult, sister.
We
pray for the unction, the anointing to be upon her. We're coming into a day of seriousness. Where God is going to bring the fear of Himself back upon the church.
Hallelujah.
We have this man in the gathering. Possessed by a legion. By a legion of devils. Think a little. He's possessed by a legion. History says is anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 men. This, I don't know what the man did. I don't know what was that his condition before. All I know is his condition was working within him a cry that was like, oh yeah. I need your presence. Hallelujah. They had bound him in chains. Hallelujah. Chains couldn't hold him. He lived in the graveyard.
With the dead.
Hallelujah. Not only communing with the devils that were in him, but the devils that were in the ground around him.
Hallelujah.
And then one day God heard his cry. Do you hear me, brother? You have to labor in prayer. You have to cry to God. Some of you are in some very difficult situations. Very difficult, troubling, demonic situations. Hallelujah! And you have to be sincere. That God might be able to hear the cry of your voice. You must persist. It's not something you can do once a day. It's not something you can do just every month or once a year.
There
is something that has to be done on the continuum.
Hallelujah.
And as your situation intensifies and the fire hotter, the cry begins to go up in a more intense, sincere way. Hallelujah. Not man. They figured the best thing to do was just to leave him alone. Hallelujah. God had other plans. Jesus had to go hire a boat. He had to get all of his stuff together. He had to get down into the boat and they had to start rowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe all the time this man is crying, God, where are you? God, are you not aware of my situation? God, are you not aware of my condition? And all the time he's sitting there lamenting and crying and doubting. God is rowing. God
God is rowing. God is rowing. Hallelujah. And there's a peculiar thing about this man. The condition that he was in. A very peculiar thing. That the minute that that boat hull scraped up onto the shore, my God, there in the tombs, outside of his own coherent being, not able to think like a man, but think like a devil. Hallelujah. Foot down on the shore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says the man ran. There is no blood yet shed. There's not any Holy Spirit yet given. And that man gets up in the midst of those demons. That are trying to push him back down, trying to hold him, grabbing and trying to hold his leg. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That man gets up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man shakes himself.
Hallelujah.
And he begins to run.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you just to visualize. Close your eyes. And I want you to visualize what it must have been like. You have a man who is totally insane and totally wild. He has not had a bath in God knows how long. He's gripped naked. His hair, his beard, can you imagine how ugly and despicable? And I tell my grandchildren how scary he must look. Not to mention, he has all of these demons inside of him, and his body is contorting, and his body is fighting against what he is doing. Hallelujah. And he is yet running down the down out of the graveyard. You're standing there with Jesus, and you see this sight. What will your reaction be? This man was probably screaming at the top of his voice, incoherently saying all kinds of manner of things that were filthy. Hallelujah! And he's running down on them. Hallelujah! In this condition, what would you have done? I know what I would have done. Jesus is here.
Jesus is there, no?
And I'm moving like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I know. You're men and women of faith. You would have got up there and just rebuked that devil. And you would have wound up just like the seven sons of Sceva. Hallelujah! But that man wasn't coming down there to harm them. He had a divine by an appointment. And as this man approached Jesus Christ with all of that hell inside of him, he did a very peculiar thing. He bowed down on the earth before
God.
Do you know what he did? It was not just the man. The man was subjugating hell to the feet of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
No blood. No Holy Spirit. Just the I want to. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know what? The demon said to the man, to Jesus,
from the feet of Jesus,
what have we to do with thee, thou Son of God?
And
there was a fulfilling of the scripture when in the New Testament is written, every knee shall bow.
Jesus Christ is the Lord.
My God. If that man could do it with no blood, no Holy Spirit, just the desire for God. What is wrong with the church? You get saved, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you live your lives in a carnal realm. You live your lives in a manner of fashion that is pertinent to the calling. Hallelujah. Brethren, it's serious. It's serious. Jesus is coming back for a church that is without spot or wrinkle. That means there's no American. That means there's no European. That means there's no African. That means there's no Ethiopian. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You haven't been called to wait to go into heaven. You've been called to bring heaven down inside of you and to perpetuate the building of the kingdom of God in you. You must first overcome in Jerusalem and then in the land of Israel and then to the uttermost parts of the world. Hallelujah. Destruction is coming. Hallelujah. I do not know that I will ever see your faces again. So I have to tell you, destruction is coming. Everything as far as the Antichrist system is already in place. Did you hear me? You can go on playing your little church and you can do your little things that church does. The goal for which God saved you, you were found in the day of His coming to be wanting that which you need. The Bible says great tribulation. Great tribulation. Such as the world has never known. Did you hear me? You know what trouble is. Especially the older generation. All of the wars and the genocides and the tribal differences and all of the terrible things that have happened with regard to your culture. It's true with every civilization. And civilization is a misnomer as far as a description is concerned. The humanic race is more devil than civilized. Hallelujah! Because there is a prince that is called the power of the air that rules over every nation. But as in the days of Noah, God is raising up a group, a remnant of people. Hallelujah. And as Noah built an ark, that was an ark that was made out of wood.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is building an ark. But the ark that God is building is made out of lively stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these stones are going to be stones that are not chosen. These stones are going to be stones that demanded from God the fullness of His Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It says in the Bible that the gates of hell suffer as violence, and that the violence is by force. There is a tenacity, there is a determination, there is a desire that you and I have to have if we want to be a part of the ark that God is building is this way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just as the ark resided in the Holy of Holies.
Hallelujah.
Within that ark there were three articles. There was the pot of gold and manna. It was indicative of feeding on God. Living by the light of God. Your substance, your being is not natural food. Hallelujah. But it's spiritual food. Just as the Jesus told the woman at the well. Hallelujah. Or his disciples. He says, I have meat to eat that you do not know about. Hallelujah. It is that meat that God wants to feed his people in this hour.
Hallelujah.
There was the golden rod, there was the rod of wood that was of the almond tree.
It was
a rod that was held in Aaron's hand that budded. Almond speaks of a first fruits people. In your Bible it talks about a first fruits company. Hallelujah! God is now offering you, each and every one of you that is in the sound of my voice, to be a candidate. Hallelujah. And in that little box there was also the table of stone. Hallelujah. Written on by the finger of God. Hallelujah. And it was the covenant that God made. Hallelujah. With the house of Israel and with the people of God today.
ዛሬም ደግሞ እስራኤል እንደዛ እንዳደረገው ዛሬም
ሃሌሉያ
ያለ ልጆች
And he says after those days
ከነዛ ጊዜ በኋላ
This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel I will write my laws
Amen.
We're still living.
Under the articles of the first covenant.
Hallelujah. You know that when Moses came down off of the mount after being with God and he saw the children of Israel bowing down to Egypt.
ወደታች ወርደው እስራኤላውያኖች እንደው ከግብጻውያን ጋራ ግብጽን ተመኝታ ያደረጉት ነገር
Brother, it's not telling you that Egypt is better or worse than anybody else.
ለነገራቸው ፈልጋለሁ ወገኖቼ ግብጽ ማለት የተጣለ የመጨረሻ
የሆነ system outside.
ወቀላችሁ ግብጽ ባሁን አለ ባሁን ብንመስለው የተነሳ የተጣለ ሰይጣናዊ ግዛት ነበር
Whether it be secular, economic, political, or ethnic in origin, it is something that is under the first covenant. And when, you know, Moses was a prophet, you know. The Bible calls him a prophet.
Yes. Moses nabiyyu no tawqallachu.
So everything Moses was doing was prophetic.
Na tambitawi gona honita Moses yadergal.
And a prophet and the thing that he does that is prophetic is not just for his time frame.
Tawqallachu gni tambit lesu gize bezza begizyo bicha tegeddo besu zaman ayedel.
It is something that goes out because the prophet looses it.
Mekenyatum yani degmo izza ga yallo nabiyatochim allahun altefetsemu betum gin
and working to find the reality of what it was that was in the prophetic word
ya qalemo tawqallachu betenegerebet gize yallon uneta bemaseb yihon yallon uneta
God said it himself
yaber indale bara
in Isaiah and also in the gospels
tawqallachu beisayasim lay bewengel teledmo
he says my word
yene qala
goes out
wotto kate
to accomplish that for which I have sent it to
you And
that word that I sent out, that is working. Will not return again to me.
Empty.
It will not return empty. Hallelujah. And as Moses came down off of the hill off of the mountain and he saw the demonstration of Israel Hallelujah! And he threw down the tables of stone Hallelujah! Sealing the word of God Did you hear me? Sealing the word of prophecy And he said I will make a new covenant Hallelujah! Moses went up and got another table of stone brought it back down but there was something different about that table of stone it was a prophetic word and the reality of it was eternal in the rock
but the stone
Hallelujah! And that word is now crying out a prophetic voice in the land
Hallelujah
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wonder. I wonder. Wonder what you will do with it. Will you be satisfied with what you have? Will you go back into the systematic way of that you have always been involved with? Or will you get down on your faces before God Almighty?
Hallelujah.
Begin to fast and pray. God, break the substance of your humanity. Did you hear? Break your religious pride. Break your ethnic pride. Break your human pride. Break your feminine pride. Break it down and reduce you. So that all that is left is ashes. Hallelujah! Because only then can beauty out of ashes, out of destruction, out of total and complete loss, comes the beauty of resurrection.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.